Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, juice fasts are becoming more popular as a way to cleanse the body, reset physiological processes that may have been riddled with pollutants and toxins, and foods that are laced with preservatives. But are juice fasts really the way to go? Are they the way to cleanse, or the way to lose weight, or just kind of another hype? My guest is Dr. Pamela Peek. She's one of our favorite guests here. She's an internationally renowned physician. Welcome to the show, Dr. Peek. Let's talk about juice fasts. Good, bad, what do you think?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Let's look at juicing and what the promise here. I think a lot of people think, well, you know, I need to detox my body. My response is, please don't insult your intestine. Your body does a perfectly fine job of detoxing itself if you just treat it well right off the bat. The second piece is people say, well, you know, I never get my fruits and veggies in on a routine basis because, you know, I'm just running around like a crazy person. Okay, fine. I get that part. So if you want to do the fruits and veggies and you want to do a, you know, a little glass of whatever and get some of those phytonutrients, fine. The only downside on that, well, there's a couple downsides on that you have to be careful for. The first one is you're missing the nutrient-rich skin that's left behind, as well as a pulp which contains fiber. So when you're really looking for an optimal amount of vitamins and minerals, it's the whole food that really does it. But secondarily, you can juice. The other thing, too, is people say, well, I'll just juice and we'll have no problem at all. And they throw in, you know, tons of, you know, like an apple and this and that and back and forth. Well, newsflash, that's got sugar in it and it also has calories. So if you think this is some kind of low-calorie or calorie-free play, you're wrong. And so I usually say be very careful about what you're putting in there. If it's all kale and, you know, celery and cucumbers, that's a whole different ballgame. But normally that's a kind of a rough ride. Most people like to put in something with a little bit of sweetness in there because it's like, you know, I mean, they always call these things the green monsters, and I think there's a reason why.
They are. You know, some of them are really hard to stomach a little. They can be just a little rough. But I do love now that people are putting avocado, which make them creamy. And I make my kids some juices and smoothies in the morning, but I include, like you say, some of the sweet stuff and the berries and the bananas and Greek yogurt and all this. So, but the juice fasts people are using in place of their food, what are we getting? Are we missing the fiber in these things?
Okay, so yeah, you're missing the fiber big time. And again, it's nutrient rich. You know, skin that you're missing as well. So I'm not particularly, you know, happy about that. I mean, you can, you know, buy a blender to add the entire fruit. If you think it's too thick, you just add a little bit more water. That's one solution. Another one is to add the leftover pulp into your cooking and baking. Well, the joke with that is you're not cooking and baking in the first place. Otherwise, you'd be eating the whole food instead of juicing. So, I mean, you know, it depends upon the way you want to play it. And you got to be very careful because the calorie and sugar content really start adding up. And if you're already pre-diabetic or diabetic, y'all be very careful about juicing because you can really end up with a pretty sugary little thing. The other thing I want to make sure to always add is flaxseed, peanut butter, or almond milk, or Greek yogurt to balance it out with some protein. You see, here's the issue. People are saying, well, I'm going to, you know, fast for 3 days on nothing but, you know, kale, cucumber, and an apple thrown in and some ginger. Well, God bless, and that's really special, except for the fact that you're not giving yourself any protein, and if you do this more than just once a day, then what you're doing is you're actually losing muscle mass because you have to. You're not giving yourself any kind of protein to help rebuild muscle, which you need to do on a daily basis. And assuming you're not just sitting there, you know, staring at the wall for 24 hours, a lot of people are actually out there getting pretty physically active. Well, that's special, but where's the protein to be able to help maintain your muscle mass? And to rebuild, you need at least, as a woman, 60 grams a day, assuming you're an average-sized woman, and that's 60 to 80 grams a day. Well, you know, you're going to have to get the protein from somewhere. I mean, doing this for one day doesn't kill anybody, again, assuming you're controlling the sugar content and the rest of it. But personally, I would just say have just a small glass of this, if that's what really tastes good, and that's great, and maybe make it into a full-on smoothie that you can use in the mid-afternoon, say, for instance, or as a breakfast, piece, to augment normal food and whole foods. Because there's no magic behind this. A lot of people actually feel a little deprived when they do a little bit of this, and guess what they end up eating? That's right, you're right back to go again. And then again, the final piece, you don't want to slow down your metabolism. If you're walking around doing this 3 or 4 days a week, hello, let's add up the calories. What? 600 calories a day? Come on. That's the number of calories your brain needs to be able to function. What about the rest of you? You're going to be eating right into your muscle mass, and you're going to be, over time, training your body to subsist on a lower number of calories, i.e., you're lowering your metabolism.
I'm so glad you're saying that, because people don't realize that their brain and spinal cord need their own, just their very own amount of energy. They need their own calories to function. So you're not going to think straight if you're really depleting yourself too much of your calories. You're not going to create your ATPs. You're not going to really give yourself what you need. And then adding in exercise, adding in work for the day, adding in everything that you have to do, you need those extra calories. So kind of where are we with this? You say a couple of days a week, not going to kill anybody.
Well, if you did it all day, let's say you had it. Oh, no. Watch that word cleanse.
I know. Well, I know. People really throw that word around. It's like giving myself an enema, or I'm going to do a colonic, or, this.
The answer is don't even try going there. That's just ridiculous. Again, please don't insult the intestine. The GI system itself is absolutely spectacular, and that includes the liver, is absolutely superb at maintaining a perfect balance and a nice detox, okay? It does it all by its little lonesome, so long as you're eating normal foods, whole foods, plenty of vegetables, especially some fruit, but plenty of vegetables. The vegetables are literally the best cleanse you could possibly have on this planet, but that means whole vegetables. Not just, this juicing thing, because the intestines need stimulation. They need something to do. They're sitting around there just twiddling their thumbs like, come on, give me some work to do here. When you give yourself wonderful whole vegetables and then add some grain in there, like quinoa and barley, et cetera, then what you're doing is you're repleting your bacterial flora, and you're keeping yourself completely normal. The only people who have issues are the ones who have, like, inflammatory problems, like inflammatory bowel disease, for instance, or they're on chemotherapy, or they're on antibiotics or related medicines that wipe out bacterial flora, in which case, of course, you have to be very careful, and you replete that with yogurts, probiotics, things like this. But for crying out loud, what are you cleansing? Leave the GI system alone. It's fine.
That is so awesome. You just have such great advice. So we can do it. Just don't expect that it's going to clean out your body. It's a great way to get some extra vitamins and minerals. Don't rely on it for your weight loss. Don't rely on it for your calories for the day. You can juice, but add in your protein. Put in some peanut butter in there. Throw in an avocado. Throw in some almond milk and some flaxseed. I like to add in a little wheat germ. It's keeping my son regular for the first time in his life. So this is lots of fun. You see this energy I've got just talking with Dr. Pamela Peek. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.